305, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. I got to count sometimes, you know, and you know how I am with numbers, but it's 1, 2. Yes, it is Wednesday, and it's hot. And there you have it. Check back tomorrow. Oh, yeah. We've definitely got the opportunity for lots of very heavy thunderstorms rolling in as well. All right, now you can check. No. All right, they're fine. There are a few things that we probably should chat about. On a very serious note, let me share with you that my dear friend Barry Moore, who is the president, the CEO of the Better Business Bureau, is serving Central Virginia, is going to be with us at 3:35. Really looking forward to chatting with him, because you know what's happening. As we speak, there are people ripping other folks off with calls for charity to help the flood victims in Texas. I just cringe. I just cringe thinking that anyone anywhere is that depraved. And you say, well, this is a giant tragedy. 120 people dead. Huh. How can I rip some people off using that? But it's happening. It's happening every single day. All the more important to pay attention to that Better Business Bureau accreditation. So anyway, we'll talk with Barry Moore about that. We'll do that at 3:35. The Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor John Reed is going to be with us at 4:35. Yesterday, on this here little program, our current Lieutenant Governor, Winsome Sears, proudly, emphatically said, we got to make sure everybody's voting for John Reed for Lieutenant Governor. Jerm, do me a favor. Give me a piece of that. Lieutenant Governor Sears, cut number one.
We've got to make sure we get our Lieutenant Governor and John Reed, because I tell you, because all I have to me is crazy. This woman is the one who put in the bill that said, mothers are going to be called birthing persons. I don't know, Jeff. I haven't seen a birthing person card for Mother's Day ever. Call me what I am. I am a mother. I am a mother. I'm not a birthing person. Don't erase women, which is what the Democrats are doing, the ones who claim to love women more than anybody else.
Ain't it a blip? She's right. It boggles my mind to think that the left-wing women, the Abigail Spambergers, the Ghazala Hashmis, they're doing everything they can to erase women. And they say, that boy said he was a girl, so, I mean, that's just the way it is. It's not just the way it is. You don't have to be nasty to the boy who thinks he's a girl. Or in some case, I don't even think he thinks he's a girl. He just decided, hey, that's pretty cool. But you have to be honest with him. You just can't indulge delusions. Well, if you think you're a girl, then we'll treat you as a girl. We'll use all your chosen pronouns. No, we won't. Sorry. You do what you want to do. But I'm not going to make believe that you are a vacuum cleaner. Just not going to happen. Doesn't mean I hate you. Doesn't mean I want you to injured or any of this other nonsense that we hear. I'm just not going to indulge your delusions. I think it's pretty straightforward. Anyway, all right, look, I just wanted to share that, because yesterday on this program, Lieutenant Governor Sears, I think, was very, very clear, very, very clear in her endorsement of and support for John Reed for Lieutenant Governor. So there had been all sorts of questions, I know. Well, she didn't say this. When did she say it? Okay. Don't know. Don't care. Everybody, can we please move ahead? There are big issues to be addressed. There are big challenges that have to be managed. And this, my opinion, just needs to go to the wayside. Having said that, I'll ask John what he thinks of it. I would imagine he'll be fine because, as you know, John has been out in front of this whole unity campaign since day one. So I give him all the credit in the world for being ahead of everyone else on this. So that's kind of the stuff we've got rolling this afternoon. We got Mike Dickinson dropping by. Mike joins us every Wednesday, our local version of Andy Ngo, citizen journalist, citizen reporter. Frankly, handles a lot of the stories that a lot of the legacy news media folks just don't want any part of. Big story nationally, and I'm sure you've heard a little bit of buzz about this. The FBI has, in fact, launched criminal investigations of John Brennan and James Comey. That's according to some unnamed sources at the Department of Justice. The director of the CIA, we're told, John Ratcliffe, referred Brennan for criminal investigation to the FBI. I, for one, am happy to hear this. I don't take any delight in hearing that somebody's in trouble. I really don't. I really don't. It doesn't make me happy to hear that somebody may have done something wrong. But John Brennan has been such a devious individual for so long. And this is one of those phrases I'm not crazy about, but if you were to use the phrase deep state, John Brennan would be the guy on the package of deep state that you bought at Walmart, right? I mean, it wouldn't even be like the sampler pack of deep state. No, he would be on the giant industrial barrel of deep state. And he was behind, it seems, just about everything directed at keeping Donald Trump from the Oval Office. Now, this goes back to the time when Barack Obama was president and Joe Biden thought that he was vice president. Because remember, they sat around, they heard about all this stuff. Oh, sounds like a good idea to us. I don't think you can describe what was done to Donald Trump as anything less than a coup. That's what it was. And so if there's now actual evidence, I guess, contained in some sort of CIA files, that's what I'm taking from this. I don't have any sources. I'm reading the same news stories that you are. But that's my takeaway. That this investigation, which, according to Fox News, is underway, is about things that Brennan did at the CIA. And Comey, well, Comey, God, what do you say about Comey? I mean, Comey was a terrible FBI director, but he really demonstrated for all what a terrible human being he is post-directorship. Brennan did not respond to a request. Comey did not respond to a request for comment. The FBI itself, the CIA itself, they don't comment. Now, that's not unusual. They don't comment. Thank you very much. We don't comment. You can ask them any questions you want. You're going to get the same answer, which is we're not giving you any answers. But this seems to be all about that. Remember the Steele dossier? Remember all of the allegations that Vladimir Putin had some sort of terrible information on Donald Trump who was really controlling? All of this nonsense. All of this nonsense. Oh, the Hunter Biden laptop. I almost forgot about that. You remember that? When we were told, well, that's clearly Russian disinformation. Brennan was right out in front of that. Everything. And Comey leaking information while he was the director of the FBI to his favorite news sources so that they could then peddle it and get underway in their attack on Donald Trump. So anyway, I'm not going to spend all day on it, but that is it is a huge story. I will give you the details on it as they become available. And as I mentioned to you, I'm not happy about it, but if any two people in America deserve to be invested in that way, those would be the two guys that I would pick. Absolutely. And Hakeem Jeffries, just very quickly on this one, Hakeem Jeffries, who is the leader of the Dems in the in the Congress. He apparently has been busy photoshopping his photos so he doesn't look fat. Wow. Wow. So he has these photos where he's leaning against a bench. And I guess he's not actually an expert when it comes to photoshopping. But there's clearly a message he's trying to send. And I've got it posted. If you go to The Jeff Katz Show over on Facebook, you can see it. It's Hakeem Jeffries in a white Adidas sweatshirt and black pants and sneakers. He's got a big silver cross hanging from his neck on a chain and sunglasses. But you can see where the bench he's leaning against is all out of focus and warped. And people who actually know Photoshop are saying, well, that's because he basically took pounds off himself, so he did not look fat or as fat or fatter. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't look at the guy and go, wow, you need a diet, but apparently he feels that way. And it's just one of those petty things like, man, really? That's what you're going to do? But everybody's asking, why did you Photoshop your hips? Why did you Photoshop your waist? Or are park benches in Brooklyn really wavy like that? They are not. No, they are not. And somebody actually, you'll see here, they've got a photo of him, I guess, on the floor, giving a speech. And you can see, well, his middle is way wider like that than it is leaning against the bench. Yeah, we'll leave it up to you. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. My friend Barry Moore, president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia, is going to be with us at 3:35. Unfortunately, when we see any sort of a disaster, any sort of a tragedy, the scammers just come out of the woodwork. All the more reason. To look for that BBB accreditation. I want to remind you about the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Mike says, hey, Jeff, Ghazala Hashmi is running her campaign from the attic. You know, that's where the bats hang out. Well, Ghazala Hashmi is crazy. As Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears said yesterday. Not that anybody needed to be reminded of that, but I guess it was a good reminder. John Reed, who will be with us at 4:35, the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor, has actually called on Senator Hashmi to debate him 10 times around the Commonwealth. As I understand it, she's not responded. I've got a sneaking suspicion that's her response, but we'll find out. Anne from RBA says, hey, Jeff, I think Hakeem Jeffries, looking at that photo, I think Hakeem Jeffries photoshopped his head on P. Diddy's body. Enough said. Well, there's no evidence of baby oil, so that may or may not be true. And to be perfectly honest with you, totally blunt, I'm not investigating any further. But it is a weird look. Really is. If you go to the Jeff Katz Show over on Facebook, you can take a look at it. And it's just bizarre. Is it the heat? That was the one thing. Look, I'm trying to give the guy every allowance here. You know, sometimes it's really, really hot. Photos look kind of wavy. It happens. I don't know that still happens on great digital cameras, but maybe it does. But you also wouldn't be wearing a long sleeve sweatshirt looking thing, would you, if it's that hot out? I don't know. It just smacks of dishonesty. Probably not a big deal if your cousin Bill did it. You go, oh, look at Bill. Hey, took a couple of pounds off by using the eraser feature on his phone. But it's a guy who could conceivably be in line to be president at some point. You would expect just a little bit more. You really, really would. James River Air text line 833-804-1140. Don't forget, if you missed my conversation with Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, which has picked up traction all over the country now, you can go listen to it, download it, share it. Go to WRBA.com. 325, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 335, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. A lot of great stuff coming up. About an hour from now, Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor John Reed is going to be joining us. I'm curious to know where John is. It's a little bit like, where's Waldo these days? This morning, I know he was up in Northern Virginia. He's crisscrossing the state. And I want to know if Ghazala Hashmi has responded to him and said, sure, I'll debate you. I would like to know, because I'd love to have it right here on this here little show. We've got Mike Dickinson joining us about 2 hours from now. Mike is our local Andy doing a lot of reporting that the legacy folks don't want to do tomorrow. Great friend of mine, Tony Pham. Tony's regular now. He's going to be part of the regular lineup. And if you did not have a chance to hear my discussion yesterday with Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, it is posted. I would urge you to listen to it and share it. Just go to WRVA.com, WRVA.com. You know that I love the Better Business Bureau. I especially love the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. My professional speaking and writing business, Jeff Katz, CPS, I'm allowed to do the shameless plugs. I mean, our general mangler said, you do them. When they get to be too much, I'll tell you. So thus far, they're okay. But Jeff Katz, CPS, is in fact a BBB accredited business. I'm very proud about that. I look for that BBB seal everywhere when I'm looking to help or find a service or a business. And right about now, unfortunately, there are people that are going to get scammed. And Barry Moore, the president, CEO of our BBB, has some insight, has some tips, and I'm always happy to welcome to the program. Barry, thanks for being here, my friend.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm excited to be here. And unfortunately, talk about disaster with the flooding in Texas. And we can talk about that if you'd like.
Well, you know, I wish we didn't have to. I'd love to just hang out and cut up for a couple of moments, but it's serious stuff. We are such a great community in Central Virginia. I brag on us all the time. We want to help, but we've got to be cautious, right?
We do. And the Better Business Bureau, you know, askgive.org is one site people can go to, or bbb.org. And what they released this morning is how to help victims of Texas flooding. And it's a shame that we have to do this, but we have to, Jeff. And your station and you, your show, are going to give us an opportunity just to cover very quickly a few tips that the Better Business Bureau is sharing out across the country.
Okay. Let's hear it there.
Very good. So the one thing you have to talk about, donating goods. So that means donating the clothing, the food, other in-kind donations, right, is a great thing for people to do. They feel good about it. But you got to know, whoever you're donating it to, are they really in the business to do that? Do they have the transportation? And do they really have a distribution plan? Or is it a hoax? So make sure you know that. And then find out what the needs of the charity. If you're going to give to a charity, what are they going to address with the money you send them? What's really going to go from your pocket through the nonprofit to really help the cause? And we see a lot of that through these natural disasters never becomes reality. It goes to other places. So again, give.org is a great place to check.
Okay. Are charities able to be BBB accredited? Because I'm just thinking if that was an option, that'd be a great way to, you know, have some faith in the organizations.
Sure. And it's been around for decades. Give.org, it used to be called Wise Giving. But nonprofits have the opportunity to get that seal, to get that recognition, to be listed. And I think, Jeff, the numbers in Virginia, and I could be wrong on the numbers, but I think I'm pretty close, 9,000 or so nonprofits asking for money, right? And only about 125 or 140 are accredited at give.org. Think about that. And the main reason, you got to do paperwork. It's not a big fee or anything. You got to provide financials. There are nonprofits out there right now today that might not be filing updated 990s. And that is with the IRS. You have to file and disclose where your money's going. Mm-hmm. You know, so on the disaster relief, you got to realize there's different stages, right? Phases right. of relief. 72 hours after a disaster, charities jump up. They provide great vital support, right? But again, we got to know who we're dealing with. And then you got to verify the charity's trustworthiness. It's exactly what you're talking about. And be sure to go to give.org and look it up. You know, especially at this time, and everything is at BBB.org. All these things, Scam Tracker, that's what we do. We provide these services to the consumers all over our country at no charge. So we're helping the quote-unquote little guy. That's what we're doing. And you know how we do that, Jeff, is with people like yourself and your business being accredited. The money you provide us, you are in turn providing more philanthropy than you could ever imagine by helping us share this information to consumers at no charge.
Wow. Barry Moore is joining us. Barry, the president, the CEO of the Better Business Bureau, serving Central Virginia. Vital resource, obviously, before we make a donation, before we donate items. Everybody wants to help, as you said, Barry. We're all anxious to do it. It makes us feel good. You know, we're just trying to help, but boy, the scammers are out there like nobody's business. You have any programs that are coming up at the BBB? You know, the Great Ignite program. You've had some, I think, fascinating ones. Really, really fascinating ones. The last one was on the auto industry, and you and I both know that there are going to be flood vehicles, right? Salvage vehicles that start showing up around America being sold as good, and there are going to be people ripped off that way. That's something maybe we ought to look at.
You know, Jeff, you're showing your age because you've been around enough floods, and when I was in New Jersey in the car business and then down here in Richmond, yes, they will start coming out of the woodwork, and these cars, you know, that you think you're buying for half price and this was meant to be, this is your car, possibility could be a flood car. So be very cautious. And so that's where auto check and or getting a mechanic to go out and look at the car, pay the mechanic to go out and look at the car. If you go to a new car dealership, they're going to be very cautious. They're going to do everything in their power to check out a car. But out of the Craigslist or the newspaper, you don't know what you're buying.
Yep. Yep. No, you've got to have an auto mechanic that you can trust, that you can rely on. Again, Better Business Bureau, you've got folks in that space. Yeah, you have folks, I think, in every single consumer space, do you not?
We do. As far as I know, we're everywhere. If it's a legal business that consumers can engage in, we are in that field, in that sector of type of business. So you're right.
Yeah. So what is Evie up to? Is she putting together a new Ignite program that I want to come to? Come on, spill the beans.
Man, I'm losing it. So there, I missed your whole question. Sorry. Yes, Evie is working on it, and we are regrouping. We are analyzing the last 18 months. We have made quite a difference for the people that have attended, whether in person or on Facebook Live. But we are moving our office. We're going to Innsbruck. Oh. We're going to have a space explicitly just for these kind of conversations. And we are going to, and we're going to be using the services of people like Jeff Katz, because we need the consumers to listen and the business owners to listen. And we're going to count on everybody pulling together even more, and Evie's going to have a great fourth quarter for us, or third and fourth quarter, with great topics and things that people are going to learn from, and people are going to be shocked. And there's still today, Jeff, there's still people saying on Facebook, please help me on finding an electrician or a plumber, and here comes Barry, the party pooper, right? please go to BBB.org. And they probably are laughing, like, what does this guy do? He's got anything else to do. The only reason I'm doing it is because every single day, guess what I get to read? People getting ripped off and complaints that we can't help after the fact. You have to have a good offense when you're a consumer and a business owner. The only place to go is an accredited business. Look for the seal. Look for them at BBB.org. It's not a sales pitch. We're doing this at no charge to the consumer.
That's right.
Businesses are supporting it. They want integrity, respect, and honesty. Absolutely. We're the place to go. We're one of a kind, nonprofit.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, BBB.org, obviously. But one more time before you get back to packing boxes or unpacking boxes. I'm not sure which part of the move you're in at the moment, but... for those people, good people like Barry Moore, who are thinking, I want to help these folks in Texas, I want to make a donation of cash or merchandise, where do they need to go first to check out those supposed or claimed charities?
Two places, give.org, okay. Go right online, give.org, and then BBB.org, go to Scam Tracker, and that's where consumers will immediately start posting how they got ripped off. Can't do anything about it, okay? There's going to be survivors out of it, but that's where you're going to be able to read some of the hideous things that are getting done. And it happens every storm, every disaster. There are going to be storm chasers, you know, going to people's roofs, to roofs in Texas and everything. And so anyway, that's the way to be cautious. Feel free to call Barry Moore. You know, just find me online. I'm easy to find.
You sure are. Barry, I appreciate you making time for us, my friend. That is Barry Moore. Barry is the president, the CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. I am proud to be an accredited business, my speaking and writing business. This radio station is proud to be an accredited business. If your business is not accredited, let me tell you flat out, you may be a great business. But there are going to be a whole slew of people that look at you and say, eh, there's somebody else does exactly what they do, and they are Better Business Bureau accredited. Where are they going to go? I mean, you do need to think about it. And again, for those who are thinking about helping people in Texas, please, please, before you write a check, before you give money, before you give any items, check the group out. Most, I'm hoping, are going to be totally legit, and you'll feel good, and then they'll do the right thing. But, man, you got scammers that always work their way into that space, and you don't want to be a victim. 346, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 351, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday, a little more than a half hour from now, about 40 minutes from now. We are going to be joined by the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor, John Reed. John is out and about, of course. He has challenged the Democrat nominee, Ghazala Hashmi, to 10 debates. I don't know that she's answered him. That sound you hear right now, that may be her not responding to him. It's sad, if you ask me. I'd love to have her on the show. Look, I've got an open door. I don't think that anybody running on that side is looking to do anything good for my beloved Commonwealth, but more than happy to host them on the air. I'm actually quite polite, you know. 804 says, hey, Jeff, here's an idea for John. If Ghazala Hashmi chickens out on the debates, he should just do a town hall. He stages a debate with an empty chair, maybe even having a mannequin there with an empty suit. I think people would get the idea, and it could be great publicity for his campaign. Yeah. Yeah, that's all good. That would be... And you know what? You'd probably get exactly the same answers from the empty chair or the empty suit as you would from Ghazala Hashmi. So, well, what are you going to do? I don't know. Anyway. All right, so we got all of that coming up. We got a lot of other stuff that we're going to be dealing with. I have to tell you, I was at a wonderful little get-together earlier today. And it was all about combating human trafficking. It was sponsored by, organized by, coordinated by, whatever the right terminology is, by Mackenzie Babichenko, who was our Commonwealth's attorney up here in Hanover County. And she's great. Let me tell you, Mackenzie is like the Energizer Bunny. She's always got fresh batteries, always ready to go and doing 10 different things and doing them all well. Oh, I hate people. No, I don't. I hate people like that. Well, I love what she's doing. It's just sometimes you think, man, what a slacker I am in comparison. But she is working overtime to combat human trafficking in Hanover County. And there was such great cooperation with other jurisdictions. They were represented at this event as well. And I'll give you more because I want either Mackenzie or somebody from her office or maybe one of the folks, there's a great special agent there from the Virginia State Police whose job is combating human trafficking. It is such a scourge on our society. It pains me to think that it exists in any way. But then you start hearing some of the statistics. You start hearing about the things that happen. And you just can't help but think you got to do something. You got to step up to the plate. So I will give you more details, but I was just floored at the information and so reassured when I looked around the room. It was a very, very large room, and it was filled to capacity. And every single person representing every single agency and entity that was there, all on the same page, determined to do something about fighting it. It was inspiring. 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. We've got a half an hour thereabouts. John Reed, the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor, he'll be joining us. We'll chat about the campaign, find out if State Senator Ghazala Hashmi has responded to his invitation to debate, to talk about the issues, to, you know, just hang out and chat about stuff. Normally, it seems that she has a megaphone and an offensive sign supporting really bad people, but I don't know, maybe she can get all straightened up and actually come out and have a debate with her opponent for what I consider to be a very, very important office. We'll see. Again, I don't know, but maybe it'll happen. Maybe it won't happen. But maybe it's possible. We've got a lot of stuff that we are trying to get through as we head through the afternoon. A couple of things that I just wanted you to be aware of. We have another crisis in the city of Richmond, or do we? And there's a lot being made of the fact that the Richmond Police Department has told an ATF special agent, hey, you can't use our system to look stuff up if you are doing immigration-related things. And I know the way this goes. I really do, and I can see the way some of it is going, and people are throwing this person under the bus and that person under the bus. My sense, and that's all I can ever give you, is my sense, is that it's probably more ado about nothing. Not much ado, but more ado. It's not complete and total, but part of this is that you have a number of federal agencies that have been charged with helping the immigration sweeps. And because you have left-wing politicians like Dr. Donny Avuli, who, you know, is all on board with illegal aliens, following up on LeVar Stoney declaring Richmond to be, quote, a sanctuary city, that this now becomes more political than it does law enforcement. So there will be some, I know, who start tossing the law enforcement folks under the bus for this. I will tell you, I don't think it has anything to do with them, realistically. I think it has to do with politicians who are staking out little pieces of territory. And ultimately, what will have to happen, and I guess what is happening, is that President Trump and Tom Homan and Kristi Noem and the rest of the folks at the federal level who are really charged with this are being deployed all over the country looking for illegal aliens, arresting them, and taking them through the process. We'll talk more about this with Tony Pham tomorrow. Tony's a great guy, as you know. And Tony is also a dear friend. Tony is in our regular rotation, taking his place in the batting order. We've got a few folks like that. We're always happy when they can make some time. Tony Pham, and Congressman John McGuire, Congressman Rob Whitman. A lot of great people. I'm taking a look at I think it's a pretty interesting article, this Zohran Mamdani, who is this Jew-hating, America-hating communist who could very well become the next mayor of New York City. He lied about being black on his college application. And you would think that would be a thing, right? I mean, the New York Times, for God's sakes. The New York Times. They did the report on this. Wow. And you know the weird thing? Nobody cares. Oh, well, you know, he's a good upstanding leftist, Jeff. Elizabeth Warren, hashtag Pocahontas, the liar from my other beloved Commonwealth, Massachusetts, spent her entire career lying about being a Native American, claimed she was Cherokee. Got all sorts of jobs, special jobs just for her. So that the universities who hired her could say, we have now hired our first ever Native American full professor. And she wasn't Native American by any stretch of the imagination. She got away with that. I think the last person to be held accountable for that was that Rachel Dolezal. Remember her? Now, part of it is that she was just flat out bat crap crazy. Pretended. And I mean pretended, like went to extra sessions at the tanning salon. Used skin coloring, used all sorts of treatment on her hair, and she was the president of the local branch of the NAACP. Ain't that a blip, huh? But I think she's probably the last person to try and run this game that's actually been held accountable. You know, if you're on a certain side of the political spectrum, I guess you could just say or do whatever you want and nobody wants to ask you any questions. I did mention that John Reed's going to be with us at 4:35. I just want to remind you a little bit of what Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears had to say yesterday. Let's start with her unapologetic, full-throated, hearty endorsement of John Reed. Cut number
we
one.
Also got to make sure we get our Lieutenant Governor and John Reed, because I tell you, because Gazala Hashmi is crazy. This woman is the one who put in the bill that said, these people, mothers, are going to be called birthing persons. I don't know, Jeff. I haven't seen a birthing person card for Mother's Day ever. Call me what I am. I am a mother. I am a mother. I'm not a birthing person. Don't erase women, which is what the Democrats are doing, the ones who claim to love women more than anybody else.
Yep. I'm just going to leave that right there. She's right. She is absolutely right. You know, there's another little piece of that, though. How about cut number two from Lieutenant Governor Sears?
Folks,
it's horrible to think that there are folks listening right now, Lieutenant Governor Sears. They have daughters working hard, trying to get an athletic scholarship, and it's going to go to some boy who failed the softball practice, but all of a sudden shows up in the girls' league taking that scholarship. I got to tell you something.
And just imagine the girls, imagine your daughter having to undress in front of a boy.
Yep.
You're a boy.
Yep.
Why? That's trauma. That's trauma that you're giving my child. Right. Parents don't want that. My opponent also supports that. The whole ticket of them on the other side supports that.
Yeah, it's absolutely appalling. I don't know how anybody in their right mind says, sure, that's appropriate. Does that mean you're out of touch?
You're just out of step, Jeff. You know, I mean, everybody's doing it now.
I don't think so.
Well, you just hate.
No. This is how the left ends debates, if they ever show up for them in the first place. They claim with zero credibility, with zero evidence, that you, well, you're just a hater. Or you're a something, a phobe. Do you think that a loving father who says, I don't want my young daughter being forced to undress in front of a guy or two guys or three guys in their locker room. You think he's a bad guy, huh? You think he hates people? Sounds to me like he loves his daughter. Do you think that a loving father and a loving mother who get up early in the morning to take their daughter to swim practice, because swim practice is early. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. You got to be there in the water. You think those parents are bad people? They're evil. They hate someone because they said, my daughter has competed her whole life against other people's daughters. And you know what? She's really good. She's good enough. She's getting a scholarship to a college. We couldn't afford college any other way, but now she's getting it. And then some mother and father bring their son to practice, and he's grown his hair a little bit longer and announced that he's actually a girl, and he steals her scholarship. No, it's just not the way it's supposed to be. I think it's pretty straightforward. I think it's pretty simple. I really do. James River Air text line 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Are you getting anything on Prime Day, which is now Prime 4 days, Amazon? I got a laptop. We haven't opened it yet, but I got one. It's here, and tonight my IT director and I will sit down, and I will scream, and she will try and get it set up for me. But anything you've seen on the Amazon Prime days that you think, hey, everybody should know about it, or now that you've got yours, you can share it with everybody? 833-804-1140. Let me know if you have found just the best thing over on Amazon. 833-804-1140. 415, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 422, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. And for the record, Your Honor, it ain't my fault. Right, Germ? Isn't that's one of those technical old legal terms. Not my fault. That was that weather. Look, we got a lot of weather stuff going on. And some pretty severe thunder boomers that are going to be passing through. You got to be aware of that. So that's what's going on with all of that. Nothing I can do about it. It's important. Pay attention. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 804 says, hey, Jeff, can you please ask John Reed if we can order lawn signs directly from the printer and pay for them ourselves? Okay, I will absolutely do that. Another 804 says, Jeff, directed at the Richmond Public Schools, how about teaching students how to read and write and just forget about all the name changes for a while? That would be a good idea. But then that would require the nominal superintendent of the Richmond Public Schools to actually give a crap. And, well, sorry. Dave says, hey, Jeff, this may not be a burning issue, but I am a loyal listener every day. I wanted to let you know I took the advice that you gave to Rich regarding white bread, Duke mayonnaise, Hanover tomatoes, salt and pepper. It was fantastic. Thank you, Dave. Well, thank you, Dave. I know I appreciate that. Let me tell you something. There are certain things that don't need a lot of help. No, I'm not one of them. Believe me, I need a lot of help. I need a lot of help with everything. But Hanover tomatoes?
Yeah, you know what?
They're about as good as they're going to get. I actually went last night. We've got a local farmer who Heidi discovered, and a really super guy. Guy's name is Eric. And so we ran out of the Hanover tomatoes. That we are eating per person probably a full Hanover tomato each and every day right about now. We really do love them. But anyway, so, well, you know, go over to Eric's place. And all right, well, you know, Harry and I were out. We had to run a couple of errands, and Harry's brushing up on his driving because he hasn't done it in a while. So I said, well, let's go to the farm. And so we went over there, and these Hanover tomatoes, God, they're beautiful. And then Eric said, well, corn, do you want corn? And I said, well, yeah, we love the corn we got from you. He said, all right, well, hang on a second. And he took out his machete, and he walked into the cornfield. And for a moment, I'm thinking, is this like a Stephen King novel? But it wasn't. No. It wasn't an M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong movie either. No, he went out there with his machete and cut down fresh corn for us. So thank you, Eric. Really, really appreciated it. John Reed is going to be with us in a moment. Has he gotten an answer from Senator Hashmi? 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. If you were here yesterday, then you heard Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears. Well, you know what? Maybe you weren't here yesterday. Germ, can you give us a piece of Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears?
We also got to make sure we get our Lieutenant Governor in, John Reed, because I tell you, because all I hash me is crazy.
All right. That's enough. No, I mean, we'll take it from there. I was very happy to hear that. I thought that was excellent. The Lieutenant Governor's phone wasn't cooperating all that well, but, you know, wasn't on us. All right, so are we ready to roll? Some of us, I think, have been rolling since the beginning. Nobody had to wait to get on board. John Reed is my friend, as you know. He used to host the show here, Richmond's Morning News, each and every morning, and is now the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor. Now, I know he has been everywhere and has been 110% on board with the unified campaign with Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears and Attorney General Jason Meares. John, thank you for being here, sir.
I am so glad to be with you. This gives me a break up here in D.C., Jeff. Because I'm having to do the candidate thing of begging people for money, which is a little better than standing on Broad Street with a cup, but not much.
Oh my gosh, it is one of the many reasons, sir, that I have a zero interest in running for office, because it does seem to be almost a full time job for you guys.
Yeah, you know, I like the campaigning part and meeting people. Last night I went to an event and I didn't speak in public at all. I just listened to a group of women from a lot of different backgrounds talk about the trouble they've had accessing healthcare, especially in the rural areas of Virginia. And I was just taking notes and listening. That part I like. And the idea of being in Richmond at the Capitol in January as the Lieutenant Governor and using conservative principles to try to help people solve their own problems instead of using government to fix things. And there's a subtle difference that's not so subtle in what I just said. That's exciting to me. The talking to people about money is not very exciting. It's kind of humiliating, but whatever.
Well, but you know what? You got to do it, right? We need signs. Got to
do it.
We need signs. We need brochures. We need palm cards. We need ads. You need all of it. That's all.
And I never got that Fox News job that paid me $5 million a year. That would have solved a lot of problems. But anyway.
Well, listen, you're running for the right reasons, though, and you have been running, I would say, consistently and honestly and openly since day one, right? I mean, here's who I am. Here's what I believe. I've been fighting for the right things, and you're welcome to vote for me. I'd love your vote. This is something I must ask you about, John, because you The only critique I've ever had of you, as you know, is that, man, you are just too damn nice. You got that whole Southern gentleman thing going. Somebody reached out and said, I saw a picture. John Reed was talking to Abigail Spanberger. What gives? Well, all right, Mr. Reed, what gives?
Is that a crime? Well, you know me, Jeff. I invited the Democrats on the morning show regularly. And and at the beginning, they came on and I tried to shut up and let them speak, you know, and I wanted to be fair. It all changed when I had that run-in with LeVar Stoney when he was mayor, and I felt like he, to be honest with you, I think he lied to me the week before, and I politely said, you know, I don't think you were very honest with me, and I don't think that guy was used to anyone challenging him, and when I did, boy, he stopped coming. Everybody, all the other Democrats stopped coming. And then the criticism started being directed at me. I was like, wait a minute. I really am trying to give people a chance to speak. And if you don't want it, that's on you. But you know, when I saw Abigail Spanberger, I actually didn't see her. I saw the Democrats. And I thought, you know, it's 4th of July. And today is a day that we celebrate America. And it should be a day of great unity, even on the right and the left. So I said, hey, Democrats, it's a day of unity. I'm so glad to see you. And then they kind of parted, and there was Abigail Spanberger. Yeah. So I thought, well, heck, I'll go up and speak to her. It's fine. I think her husband was right there. I shook hands with him. I think it was her husband. And you know, it was like a two-minute conversation. It was nothing big. Right. But she was very polite. I tried to be polite. I mean, like, it's weird how many people are shocked by this interaction. It was basic decency, and honestly, that's what I want to bring back to Virginia if I can.
Yeah, absolutely. Those of us that know you, the many, many people who have listened to you over the years, watched you over the years, know that's exactly at the center of what it is that you are trying to do. Have you heard back from Senator Hashmi? You offered, I thought, a rather gracious invitation to participate in 10 debates around our beloved Commonwealth. What'd she say?
Crickets. I haven't heard a word. And I mean, look, 10 debates. The idea behind that was 2 debates in every region of the state, right? That way it's not just the same old big 30,000 foot level type questions. You get to actually delve into the concerns of the localities in which you're debating.
Right.
But I mean, not to say nothing? Come on, what's going on here? And I don't think Virginians are going to accept anybody running for statewide office who is not willing to stand on a stage with their opponent. And you have my commitment that I'll try to be as dignified and as gentlemanly as possible. But, you know, you got to answer for your stupid votes, and you got to answer for your really bad policies. And, you know, take your best shot at me if you want to also. Let's let the voters see us in action.
John Reed is joining us. John is the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor. John, I don't know exactly where you were yesterday or what you were doing, but in the 4 o'clock hour, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears was here, and she made very clear, you just heard the little clip, she wants everybody out there voting for you, working to help you become Lieutenant Governor. I was happy to hear that.
I was very happy to hear it. I was listening to you for that hour. I was driving around. I had a bunch of meetings in Richmond, and I was very thankful to hear that on the radio, and I'm appreciative of that. You know, every speech I give, I talk about supporting Winsome and supporting Jason from the top of the ticket to dog catcher. Republicans have the best ideas. They've proven that they work. I think Governor Youngkin has delivered for Virginians, and I would like to help build on that with this team. And I appreciated Winsome saying that yesterday.
Well, that is wonderful. Tell us about the biggest of the big issues for you. Lieutenant Governor Sears yesterday really talking about immigration and how the Spanberger model, and we've heard the sound from her, she would just let everybody stay. She's not concerned with the gang activity. Is that number one for you, or is there something else you're focused on?
Well, immigration is real, and I was driving earlier, and I did hear you talking about the situation in Richmond. Of course, I always respect your assessment of law enforcement issues, not having been a police officer myself. When you start talking about it, I'm interested. I do think there's a problem, though, where the default position with law enforcement isn't to support other law enforcement when they're actually enforcing the law. And the fact that Richmond City seems to have decided that they're going to be something of a sanctuary city, that's just unacceptable. It's the capital city of Virginia. The law is the law. If you don't like it, you can lobby to have it changed and get people to vote to change it. That's fine. I mean, I'm going to argue that we should limit illegal immigration and get rid of the people who are here illegally, but we can have that debate. But you don't get to pick and choose. And a lot of people are really hot about it. And you know where it's surprising? It's people who have blue-collar jobs who feel like they're being undercut by illegal immigrants who will take less, sometimes not even minimum wage. They're getting paid under the table. And American citizens are getting screwed over here, and they don't like it. And I think that's why they voted for Donald Trump, to be honest with you. And I think that's why they want somebody who's kind of hardcore on this in Richmond to stand up for their rights.
Yeah. People are desperate. Those folks who are going out and calculating their hourly wage are saying, if somebody's coming out here and working for $2 an hour less, that's it. I make $0 an hour. There's something wrong with that. The most passionate folks, in many cases, seems to me, John, and of course you're out throughout the entire Commonwealth, so you know better than I do, but it seems to me that first or second generation immigrant families who have said, wait a minute, we played by the rules. Yeah, it's a pain in the rear end. Yes, it takes a long time. Yeah, it's expensive, but by God, we're happy to be here. And no, you can't just jump the line. They seem to be the most upset about it.
Oh, yeah. And one of the things I'm doing as a candidate is talking to people that Republicans normally don't talk to. Yep. So I am trying to reach out to churches and synagogues, and I'll be going to a couple of Islamic mosques mm-hmm. to try to find some people who agree with us on a lot of issues who have been neglected by our party in the past. And I, you know, the immigrant community feels very strongly that they did obey the rules, that they are abiding by the law now, and they don't like being undercut. And I think that's a point of commonality for us that will be, I don't want to make everything political. It'll be successful politically, but that's culturally where we need to be.
John Reed is joining us. John is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, running very, very hard, doing, I think, a great job. You mentioned culturally, one of the things that has become an issue, and again, Lieutenant Governor Sears mentioned it yesterday. It's something you've talked about as long as I've known you. This idea that there are guys in girls' locker rooms, there are boys stealing scholarships from girls, and the left just seems to think this is fine.
Yeah, it's outrageous, and they're going to be taught a lesson this year. Most Americans, and certainly most Virginians, are not on board with this very bizarre redefinition of gender. You're a boy or you're a girl. You're a man or a woman. And if you come to me and say you have feelings, listen, I work around and work with people's feelings all the time, but we're not going to destroy every element of a stable society in order to accommodate someone who is not dealing with factual biological truth. And if you're a mom or a dad and your daughter is competing at Godwin High School in Henrico County, playing volleyball and basketball like my sister did, mm-hmm. I am not going to allow the next generation of young girls like my sister was to be disenfranchised while I am an adult in a civilized society. This is insanity, and I do think most people know it. And the Democrats are making a big mistake, like Ghazala Hashmi pushing the birthing mother stuff. That's so offensive, you know, I'm not a mom, and I guess Ghazala Hashmi is. It's shocking to me that she's willing to go along with that stuff.
It is insane. It is insulting. Absolutely insulting to everyone. And you know Heidi. Heidi is not necessarily, quote, a political person. And people say, well, you know, she's a suburban mom. We know how she's going to vote. I'm thinking, yeah, not so much. She is so thoroughly insulted by that birthing mom crap. It just, her head could spin. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
John, we mentioned money, and some people don't, right? I mean, well, we got to be honest about it. Some people go, oh, man, I'm going to ask for money. But you know what? If this message is going to get out there, if people are going to hear my friend John Reed, if people are going to hear the former host of Richmond's Morning News, the guy from Channel 8 who has these great conservative values, these great conservative opinions, well, then you got to raise money. So remind everybody how they can help you out.
Yep, it's johnreedforvirginia.com, all spelled out, R-E-I-D, johnreedforvirginia.com. And one thing I want everybody to know is, you know, I quit the radio station on January 27th. Hmm. So it was my decision, and I own it, but I'm operating without a salary right now. Thank God Alonzo still got a salary, because we'd be in trouble. Okay. I mean, that's how seriously I'm taking this, and I'm working my butt off every day, not just so I can be lieutenant governor. That's not the goal. The real goal is to make sure that Virginia doesn't backslide into some crazy leftist lunacy that will forever change the economic and social landscape of a wonderful place to live and raise a family. And I looked around, I was like, I got to do whatever I can to save Virginia. It's my home state. I was born here. My family's here. There are generations of people in my family from Virginia, and it's not going down while I'm alive. I'm not allowing that to happen. So if you've never given to a campaign, I know you kind of think, oh, this is, why would I give money? It costs money to run this stuff, and you should at least feel confident I'm a good steward of, and I'm working my butt off for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know people want signs. I'm looking at the James River Air text line. How do we get signs? Can we buy signs? Is there a way that we're going to get more signs, John? Because you did share with us, they're like $5 a pop these days.
Yeah, and on Friday, the John Reed store, that's opening on the website, johnreedforvirginia.com. So you'll be able to get the signs. Plus, I've now brought a guy in who's gonna he is gonna be putting some miles on his car, taking signs to the local GOP offices, so that, you know, folks can pick them up. I'm so appreciative of the people who want to show their support. That really means a lot to me.
Well, there are a lot of people that want to do exactly that. Again, johnreedforvirginia.com, johnreedforvirginia.com. John, I always appreciate you being here, my friend, as I try to do on a regular basis. You please give your mom a great big hug, because we love Mrs. Reed. Judy Reed's an amazing woman, and she's got a pretty cool son.
You're so nice, Jeff, and thank you for always having me on the air. I'm really appreciative. Tell everybody hi for me.
We'll do that. John Reed for Virginia.com, 453. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 505, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday, and I am gazing out of the official weather window here, and it is getting pretty clear. That we're going to have those thunderstorms arriving, I would say momentarily. I'm hoping against hope they hold off just an hour. That's all I need, right? Finish up the little show, make my way inside, commence happy hour maneuvers at Bar-a-Lago, and there we go. I understand Rich Herrera's off tomorrow and Friday. As somebody asked me, what's going on? I don't know. I mean, I know what's going on with him. His son Riggs is in town, and they're taking a couple of days off to just hang out and be dad and son and have some fun, which is great. But no, I don't know what's going to be happening in the morning. I'll be tuning in at 6 a.m., just like you should. We'll find out then. It's easy enough. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, did you really just say to John Reed a while ago you were just too damn nice? Yeah. I meant to say too darn nice, but I'm not nearly as nice as John, so I think I said too damn nice. That's what it is. Yeah, sorry. Oh my gosh, it's wonderful to hear John, Lucy, and Henrico. Good. Well, I think you should go and, you know, you support John, support John. You support Winsome Sears, you support Jason Miaris, working hard to save the Commonwealth. Those are all good people. 804, does John have an online donation page for the campaign? Yes, johnreed4virginia.com. johnreed4virginia.com. All right, couple of other things that you and I are chatting about. I am curious to know, with the Amazon Prime days, it used to be one day, now it's four solid days. We're in day number two, wrapping up day number two. People have this tendency to go, oh my God, something is cheap. I need three of them. And you buy a whole slew of things and you realize, well, I didn't actually need them. I don't care what the price was. I didn't need it. I needed a new laptop. You know that. I have been laptop free now for 2 weeks, something like that. It's just terrible. I feel like I'm living in the Stone Ages. So I did break down. I did buy a laptop that seems to be fitting for me. It will fit my needs. And I did find a company which apparently can recover the data from the old broken one. So that'll be good. I mean, that if that all works out, I'll be very happy. But yeah, the new laptop arrived today, and the IT department will take pity on me this evening. We'll open up the box, and she will make it work. She'll get her magical wand out and just sort of wave it in the direction of the laptop. Have you purchased anything on Amazon Prime over the last 2 days? I'm just curious to know. I'm just being nosy. Everything I've read says that the things to buy tech-related, I mean, in addition to a laptop or whatever you might need, it's the storage, right? Because you can get a 2 tera, there's the lightning, first official lightning, okay, you can get a 2 terabyte external hard drive for $75. That's not bad. That's a lot of teras, or a lot of bytes. I don't know which way they measure that, but it's a lot of stuff, it's a lot of room, and that is absolutely some good stuff. Oh, I heard something today, I just want to share this with you. I was chatting with some people who know. I won't tell you who those people were, but apparently Mark Warner, the ever constipated Mark Warner, who has played the part of a U.S. senator now for what, 18 years, 24 years? I don't know, it's a long time. He said he wouldn't serve more than 2 terms. That was a couple of terms ago. That promise went by the wayside, proving that he was a liar. But he apparently is going to be visiting the Hanover Tomato Festival. You're thinking, well, what's the big deal? The Hanover Tomato Festival is really a cool thing. Oh, it is a cool thing. And it's packed with people. I mean, it is really packed with people. But Mark Warner, in all of his years in office, has never once visited the Hanover Tomato Festival. Why would Mark Warner, for the first time in, what, 40 years feeding at the public trough, why would the ever-constipated Mark Warner decide that he has to visit the Hanover Tomato Festival? You know why? Because maybe the polling numbers for him are not nearly as good as his folks would have you believe. That's my sense. My sense is that all of these people on the one side of the aisle say, ah, it's a slam dunk, no big deal, it's all going to be good. Well, maybe not nearly as good as you think, which actually is very good for the rest of us. A lot of discussion about the illegal alien situation tomorrow. Tony Pham is going to be here. Tony, as you know, was the director of ICE for President Trump, and he understands what's going on. He knows what's going on, and we'll get some more insight from him tomorrow. But Tom Homan is out and about, and I like Tom Homan. I like him a lot. I've mentioned I personally had the opportunity just to hang out with him a few times up in D.C. And what you see is what you get. Tom Holman is just an old-time cop. Now, he's brilliant. He's worked brilliant into it. And multilingual and a whole bunch of other stuff. But he really is down to earth and a cop. So there were a couple of us just sort of hanging out as ex-cops, retired cops, former cops, old cops, you know. And Holman, man, I like Holman. Take a listen. We got a couple of little clips from him. How about a little soggy number four there, Germ?
As far as ICE, it's a huge plus. 10,000 more officers. ICE, look, I've been doing this since 1984. Border Patrol's been plussed up many times, and I appreciate that, and I'm supportive of that. But when people Border Patrol arrest somebody, they go into detention. Then they go into immigration hearing. Then if they get order removed, they get removed. That's all ICE's job. So our Border Patrol got plussed up over decades. ICE didn't. So now ICE finally is getting the resources they need. And, you know, it's going to put more boots on the ground, which we need right now. I just did an interview. There's over 600,000 illegal aliens in this nation with criminal histories walking the streets. We need to find them quickly. And for those that say 3,000 a day is too much, I want to remind them, do the math. We'd have to arrest 7,000 every single day for the remainder of this administration just to catch the ones Biden released.
How about that? How about that? Oh, one more. We've got another soggy one here. Soggy 6.
Mr. Holman, Zoran Mamdani, the likely next mayor of New York City, has promised not to cooperate with you or with ICE or with deportations of any kind. Do you have a plan? Is there a plan to work around that? How are you going to handle it?
Good luck on that, because we're going to be in New York City. And President Trump said it 2 weeks ago. We're going to double down, triple down in sanctuary cities. Why? Not because we're a blue city or a blue state, because we know that's where the problem is. We know they're releasing public safety threats and national security threats to the streets every day because they don't honor our detainers. We know that. We don't have that problem like in Florida, where every sheriff in the state's working with us. So where we're going to send our assets, we're going to send them where the problem is. Sanctuary cities. So I've said it before. We'll flood the zone of sanctuary cities. If they don't let us arrest a bad guy in a county jail, they're going to arrest them in a community. We're going to arrest them at a work site. So we're going to increase community operation. We're going to increase work site enforcement operation. We're going to get the bad guys. So if they don't want to help, get out of the way. We're coming to do it.
There you go. Hey, can he make it any clearer than that? Good for him. Taking a look at my email, jeff@thejeffcatshow.com. If you do want to shoot me an email, jeff@thejeffcatshow.com. Comes from, who is this, Bob? Bill. Bill says, hey, Jeff, just finished my first ever visit to Jake's Place. I loved the Jeff Cat sandwich. Good. Glad to hear it. You know, $2 from each Jeff Cat sandwich sold over, what, the next 4 or 5 weeks, something like that, is being donated to Team Cats as we raise money for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. $2 from each Jeff Cat sandwich, Wendy and John Yeoman said, we'll donate that to Team Cats. We're trying to raise money for the Fatherhood Foundation. We're actually trying to raise $100,000 to celebrate our 10th anniversary of the father figure. So if you're hungry, go to Jake's Place. Buy a couple of Jeff Cat sandwiches. That really, they're great sandwiches, and you'll be helping out a great cause. Delicious and helpful. How about that? 515 Jeff Cats, News Radio, WRBA. 521 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday, and we definitely have got all sorts of thunderstorms coming our way. Just so you know, I don't care where you are in the area, you're going to get some sort of thunderstorms. Here in the center of the universe, Ashland, it looks like it could be starting just about any moment, and they're going to be with us through the overnight. This is the really, really important part. We're looking at picking up 1 to 2 inches of rain overnight, and we're looking as well about localized flooding. So if that becomes a big issue, obviously we'll be all over it, and we'll get our pal Matt DiNardo, chief meteorologist over at 8 News, to jump in and give us whatever other info we might need. I got a lovely text from my friend Jeff Van Horn. You know Jeff Van Horn, right? Over at Lucky Road Run Shop. And I haven't heard from him in a while. He opened a brand new Lucky Road over in Short Pump, and I don't think he has seen the light of day for the last few months that they've been open. But he took time. He said, Jeff, I was actually lucky enough to hear some of your show the other day. I couldn't agree with you more about Lebanon bologna. Oh, I love Lebanon bologna. And it goes well with Cooper cheese, too. Ooh, sort of like a sweet and savory kind of a thing. Oh, well, thank you, Jeff. I like my Lebanon bologna just like I... Well, no, there's a bad joke there. But it's truthful. Just like I like my Hanover tomatoes. Oh, I know what you were thinking. He likes his Lebanon bologna just like he likes his women. Slathered in Duke's mayonnaise with two pieces of white bread. No, I was going to say Hanover tomatoes, but okay, fine. Do that. But I do. I love that. And taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Poor 804 says, Jeff, please say no. Say it ain't so. Mark Warner coming to our beloved festival. He'll be bringing Rotten Tomatoes. I know. God. Can you imagine that? First time in his entire political career that the ever-constipated Mark Warner apparently, is going to be showing up at the Hanover Tomato Festival. I just hope a whole bunch of people say to him, and you are, who are you? I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. For any number of reasons. First of all, it's going to piss him off because he has a terrible temper. He does. He's known to be a really creepy, nasty dude. But it will remind him that we see through the facade. You know? Now you're going to pretend that you care. Now you're going to cut. Nah, it's all right. We're good. We're good. Don't forget there are 100 House of Delegates seats that are up as well. That's important. We've got to get control of stuff up there on Capitol Square. If you remember Ralph Northam, and good Lord knows it wasn't that long ago, that Governor Goober was moonwalking across the stage, maybe or maybe not in blackface, maybe or maybe not under a Klan hood, right? Because those were the two options of that photo. Either he is the idiot in blackface or he is the idiot under the Klan hood. But one of them was him. Right? But do you remember what he did to Virginia? How many businesses have we lost as a result of him? How much our children suffered as a result of his insane school closures? I don't want to go back to that. That's what Abigail Spanberger is all about. It's all about government control, make no mistake about it. And that Ghazala Hashmi, she's just back crap crazy. So we've got some options. Hey, Mike Dickinson is going to join us in just a couple of moments. Our local Andy Ngo, homegrown citizen journalist. Looking forward to chatting with him. Tomorrow, Tony Pham is going to be dropping by. Always look forward to chatting with him. It is 525, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 535, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Yeah, it is Wednesday. You know that music. Well, I know John Cena grabbed it, too, but it's Mike Dickinson's music. Mike is our local homegrown Andy Ngo, citizen journalist. He joins us exclusively on Wednesdays. Mike, thank you for being here, my friend.
Anytime.
Where should we start? It's been a rather interesting week. UVA, you want to tackle that? The departure sort of Jim Ryan?
Yeah, let's talk about Jim Ryan, the former president of UVA, resigning and now going back to being just a professor. You know, all of this local media and all of the media wants to write a sob story about, oh, it's so terrible that Trump is going after these college presidents and he's going after the educational system, but they don't tell the truth about it. They don't tell the truth about the fact that Jim Ryan was given an ultimatum to stop the illegal DEI discrimination policies at UVA. Jim Ryan was told to do it, and he was told that the federal government and the Department of Justice was actually going to enforce the Department of Justice laws, and Jim Ryan chose, he willingly chose to break the law. He willingly chose to set an example of being a criminal when he's supposed to be an example, and he's willingly, he basically thought that he could shake his thumb in the face of the authority and be like, no, I'm a college president, I have all these degrees, I know best, I'm not going to listen to anybody, and continue discriminating. And so that's what happened to Jim Ryan. So I feel no sorrow for him. He deserves what he got, which was to be fired. He resigned, but technically he was going to be fired because of all the discrimination lawsuits that are piling up against UVA.
It'd be nice if he could grab that goofy Larry Sabato on his way out the door, you know?
You would think so. I mean, there have been so many stories about Larry Sabato and his lurch to the far left and the lurch that he's had, and just the unwillingness to investigate any of them. You know, Larry Sabato, I filed a FOIA request a couple years ago to try to get to the bottom of some of these rumors that have circulated in the social media sphere about Larry Sabato that are not flattering to him whatsoever. And in the interest of public knowledge in journalism, I filed a FOIA with UVA, and then I get a report back that just to get emails, it was going to be $25,000 to get copies of the public record on possible monies that have been paid by UVA about Larry Sabato and involving him. So you tell me, was Jim Ryan covering up for him? Were they trying to cover for him? Who knows? But it's not a good look when someone in the public wants to know what public money is being spent for in relation to a public employee, and then you get that kind of a letter, $26,000 to find out what UVA knows about that.
Boy, that's insane. That's insane. Well, I'll tell you what I need to know about Larry Sabato. I had driven home when he described people supporting President Trump at that rally as Nazis. That was it. I mean, I don't know all the background stuff with him. Like you, I've heard all these rumors over the years, but man, he's not doing anything right by UVA as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, let's move on. Let's move on to your alma mater, VCU, because they count some proud alums, right? They got Mike Dickinson, and who else they got? No, come on, they got other people, right?
Yeah, well, it's surprising, but not surprising, considering how far VCU has gone to the left in the last few years, that we've all heard about this mayoral candidate in New York City, Zoran Mamdani, far, far left. He's a democratic socialist. He hates white people. He's made that clear in various posts that he's made. He hates the police. He's made that very, very clear the last few years on posts that he's made. He won the Democratic primary to be mayor of New York, which means, in all honesty, he's going to be the mayor, because it's just like sheriff in Richmond. If you win the Democratic primary, you're the de facto person.
Yep.
So, unfortunately, Democratic socialist, he's going to be the mayor of New York. And it looks like his wife, Rama Dewaji, she's 27. She's a proud graduate, 2019 graduate of VCU, communication arts major.
Communication
arts major. But this is my question. So reading about her and studying her, it looks like when she was at VCU, it looks like her major focus in art was on doing shows on body dysmorphia, which means that if you're doing art about people who are either overweight and feel like they're overweight, or how people's body image. And I mean, that's all fine and good, but I hope the hell that the taxpayers didn't pay for that with a student loan. All these people on the far left complain about student loan debt. Well, did they get degrees in something that actually pays, or did they get degrees doing art on body dysmorphia? Dysmorphia. I mean, really. I mean,
well, so, look, Mike, in all fairness, the whole basket weaving curriculum was unavailable. I mean, it was all filled up. You know, no TA positions there, so well, it's going to be fascinating, and I'm sure VCU will be happy about that on some level. It's craziness. I want to talk a little bit about Jason Meares, our attorney general, because I got to tell you, I like Jason, and I've liked Jason all along. I think he's a tough guy, and I mean that in the nicest possible way. He sees something wrong. He sees some sort of criminal behavior. He's all over it, and he wants to make sure, among other things, that people are not repeating crimes.
Right. And he, Jason Maris, we've got to get him reelected this year, because if not, Virginia is in a lot of trouble. So he was giving a press conference a week or so ago about this truth in sentencing bill that the Democrats pushed through in 2020. You remember 2020 when the Democrats were dancing all day to profane songs in the state capitol? They documented themselves doing it, and they, when they were pushing everything through, when they were having Zoom sessions, and if you were not speaking on their behalf, they would basically silence you on that. When they were doing everything they complain about is what the Democrats were doing. 2020, they passed this early release program. And basically what it is it rewards people who are in prison for two or three or four days of good time for every day they serve. So basically these people are getting good time, so time off their sentence. And as a incentive to, hey, if you behave, you get out early. Not a terrible idea, but also not an idea that goes along with the tenet of law and order, that if you do the crime, you do the time. And it comes to the fact that it doesn't work. The recidivism rate, and people out there may not know what recidivism means. It means that if someone is convicted of a crime, if they go back to a criminal lifestyle, and in 2023, which what we saw in the state of Virginia, out of 10,000 people released early via benefit of this program, 50% got rearrested within the same year. And 2024, we only have the first half of the year in that data, but it's running a very, very similar numbers. So it looks like the idea that the Democrats push of rehabilitative justice, where you give people a break if they behave, is not effective at teaching people the lesson that crime hurts and you've got to do the time. So I'm glad that he's pointing that out, and I hope we are able to get rid of that program in Virginia, because it's allowing criminals into our community. And, you know, look, people do crime, you know, we forgive them, you know, people can make a good turnaround, but at the end of the day, you know, the statistics, they don't back it up. It shows that like 50% of people that do crime typically go back to doing crime.
The numbers are staggering. Mike, we always bring you out with the song that John Cena borrowed from you. So what is Mr. Cena up to? Is he really like 2 weeks away from just hanging up the boots?
We will see. It looks like they're advertising or pushing a SummerSlam rematch against Cody Rhodes again. So we had that match at WrestleMania. Cena won. We have that match coming up at SummerSlam. I don't think Cena will hang it up before we get to SummerSlam, because that's going to be a premier match. It's, you know, at MetLife Stadium right there in New Jersey, across the river from New York, and I'm sure that would be the headline match of the weekend, Cena versus Rhodes. And it wouldn't surprise me at that if that would be the time to drop the title back to Cody Rhodes, or who knows, maybe in the next 2 weeks we see a return from The Rock. Where has The Rock been at? Ever since he was instrumental in getting Cena back into the picture, The Rock has disappeared. I don't know what The Rock's doing, but I thought that he would be very, very, as the final boss, much more heavily involved, but it looks like he's checked out.
Wow. All right. So it could just be Cena does the favor for Rhodes, everybody goes back essentially to where they were, and John Cena, what, he's headed out to Hollywood full-time, correct?
It looks like it. He's doing the Comic-Con scene big time right now. I mean, every weekend he's booked somewhere. You see it on social media, he's doing all these autographs and meet and greets, and he's not necessarily staying in his angry, irritated character when he's doing them, or his resentful, the fans use me character. It looks like he's smiling and being happy in the photos that have been out.
Why? Because people are paying $200 for a photo with him. That's why he's so doggone happy. That's why. There you go. That's the answer to everything, Mike. Pin me, pay me. I learned that my first day on the job. Pin me, pay me, brother. That's all I need to know. Mike, I always appreciate you being here. I really do. I appreciate everything you do for this program. I look forward to Wednesdays, and I look forward to your return to social media. I know you're busy trying to get all of that sorted out. So I just thank you. I just wanted to say thank you.
I appreciate being on your show, and we'll be back on social media soon. Don't worry.
I love it. Thank you, sir. Mike Dickinson, our local Andy No. I'm telling you, citizen journalist, citizen reporter, and pro wrestling analyst. Love it. 547, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 551, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is Wednesday, and here in the center of the universe, anyway, we're about to get smacked with a whole bunch of thunderstorms. The lightning has commenced, and the storms are coming. We're looking at the potential, all of us, anywhere and everywhere in central Virginia, 1 to 2 inches of rain overnight, localized flooding, a very real possibility. It's something you got to pay attention to. Something you've got to pay attention to. Heidi and I were chatting about this the other day, looking at what's going on in Texas. And did you know that Governor Youngkin's family was out there? They own some sort of a home on that river. And the First Lady, Suzanne Youngkin, I guess their kids, it just said family, but they were out there, and they were trapped. Now, luckily, they're all fine, but you look at what's happened in Texas. Anyway, Heidi's observation was, just, how many times do we get these flood warnings and we just ignore them? And how many of us? A lot of us. So be aware of that. Again, overnight tonight, we're looking at 1 to 2 inches of rain, some strong winds, and the possibility of localized flooding. Do what you need to do to be safe. I am going to ask you to help me with Team Katz. We are trying to raise, believe it or not, $100,000 for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. Now, it's not just us. We've got a great team, but I don't think we're going to get $100,000 just our team. There are four teams. My friend Chris Beach has set this up like the NCAA basketball tournament. And each of our teams trying to raise our fair share. So, I am going to post again over on Facebook the link. I would love for you to support us. This is how we do the Inside Out Dad program at jails around the area. This is how we get diapers into the hands of dads who need them for their kids. This is how we do Father Christmas. I mean, bottom line, this is it. We need help. We're celebrating the 10th anniversary of the father figure, and I would urge you, please, if you value these programs, then be part of the effort to support them. In addition to that, we've got some great people who have signed up for Team Katz. My friend Laura Sylvester, Pie Safe Baking Company. Over the next few weeks, as she is out at the farmers markets, she is going to be offering some special deals. She'll donate $15 for each of the Julia Katz strawberry shortcakes that she sells. And $5 off of a bag of Julia Katz chocolate chip cookies. And $2 off of a pumpkin bread. So I'll get those details up. Jake's Place. Yeah, Wendy and John didn't waste any time. They stepped up to the plate. $2 for each and every Jeff Katz sandwich sold over there. And I got a note that said, Emily Morrissey and the team at Emily's Bracelets, they're going to be on Team Katz. I'll give you details tomorrow. Have a fantastic evening. Please be careful. Beware the weather. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.